Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and everybody ought to praise the Lord. Once again, this is your radio host, Apostle W.D. Carter, radio host of Lift High the Cross radio broadcast, broadcasting to you live right here on Blog Talk Radio. And we're going to continue in the message by Charles E. Newbold, Jr., The Harlot Church System. We basically have practically come to the end of this message. However, praise the Lord, we will begin to go into historical aspects of this message in terms of the history of the church and how we have come to the place we are in the Harlot Church System. So the first thing I want you to do is turn your Bibles to Matthew, the 7th chapter, and we want to begin at the 15th verse. Praise the Lord. And the verse reads, "Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits ye shall know them. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock." I want to emphasize, praise the Lord, verse 22. Many will say, to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. It is important to understand, praise the Lord, especially in terms of those who will always say, well, I know the Lord. But the question becomes, does the Lord know you? Does the Lord know you? And praise God, you need to understand, those of you who are hemmed up and bound up in the harlot church system, that that is what the Lord is going to say on those who cleave to that system when they appear before him, when they confess unto him all of the things that they did in the harlot church system. He will say unto them, I never knew you. Now, how is it, glory be to God, that they could have done all of those works in his name, and yet he says to them, I never knew you? Do you understand what that statement means? I never knew you. He is saying, I was never in relationship with you, which means that all of the work that they did was a work of iniquity, because he wasn't in relationship with them. Yes, praise the Lord, he honored his name. Therefore, they experienced a lot of success in the work, but he never knew them personally. Why didn't he know them personally? Because they had never been born again, and they were operating in the religion of Christianity. Glory be to God. You notice that, praise God, the text declares, many will say unto me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? Notice, praise the Lord, that when they came to him about what they did, not what He did. Glory be to God. Because they were operating in their flesh. They were operating from human depravity. Glory be to God. And you need to understand that when you operate from flesh, you flesh will exalt itself. Those who are of the flesh mind the things of the flesh. Let's look at it together. Glory be to God. The road to Zion is paved with humility. Let's say that again. The road to Zion is paved with humility. Lord, I cry. It's so hard to say. Why is it so hard for me to say it plainly? Why is it so hard for you to say it plainly? He answered, because the deception is so great. Christianity is a religion, and religious men are caught up in its web. Who can hear me, said the Lord, or who can hear my prophets, when it is said of Christianity that it, as a religious system, is a false religion? Who can understand when I declare that all religion is false? The greatest deception of all is for men to come to it in my name, thinking they have come to me. I am not an it. I am not a religion. I am the living and true God. I require that men come unto me and renounce all religion. But who can hear? Religion has boundaries. I am boundless. It has laws and rules and regulations. I offer grace and love and peace. Religion binds men. I free them. Religion suppresses men. I call them to ascend into the heavenlies. Religion restrains and controls. I release. Religion requires obedience to it. I require obedience to me. Yes, obedience is far better than sacrifices. I loathe religion and religious men. They are dangerous and spread the deception to innocent hearts. Religion always rejects the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you have spoken plainly, so where shall I go? Where shall they go who come out of Babylon? And he answered simply, to Jesus. Ascend, my holy ones. Ascend into the heavenlies. Sit at my right hand and at my left. I will show you mysteries. I will show you great and glorious things. You are my witnesses, my two witnesses, one on my left and the other on my right. On my left is grace and mercy and peace, and on my right is righteousness, justice, and wrath. I am a two-edged sword. My sword goes forth out of my mouth. It divides the righteous from the unrighteous. It is sharp and quick and sure. Behold, I am dividing right from wrong. I am making straight the path. I am exalting valleys. I am moving mountains. The high will be made low, and the low will be made high. If he cannot understand this, the man of sin, let him go down into his house and shut his door and weep and mourn, for surely pity shall come upon his house. How shall they come out of Babylon? I asked the Lord. They shall come out by coming unto me. Simply leave. The door is opened. The way is made clear. The prophets have gone before. Do not look back. Do not go back. Simply leave. And when they criticize you and call you blasphemous names, let your head be as flint. Be silent. Be at peace. Love them. Turn the other cheek, for they so persecuted your fathers before you. Do not look back. Do not do anything. Do not say anything. Simply leave. Say in your heart, I have left Babylon and have ascended the high hill of my God. I have come to Mount Zion, to Jesus, the author and the finisher of my faith. You cannot take Zion down to Babylon. You have to come out of her. You cannot sing Babylon songs. You cannot sing Zion's songs in Babylon. They can only be sung in Zion. Zion is a place in the spirit where Jesus is the only thing there. Lord, my question seems endless. This kind of freedom, this independence, this liberty, will it not be a great threat to those who lead in Babylon? Oh yes, my son, they will take great offense at my holy ones. They will say you are deceived. They will slander, accuse, and defame you. They will plot to kill you if they could. For you, my holy ones, have become what they cannot, because they cannot let go of what they have. Yet it shall all very soon be taken from them anyway. Tell me, Lord, in view of all of this, have we really heard the gospel yet? What is the gospel? Speak plainly to us. The gospel has been twisted and perverted to fit the molds of traditions and religion so uniquely, so that men confuse the Christ with their systems and join converts to them rather than to him. But the truth of the gospel is this, that I, the Lord God of Israel, came in human flesh, fulfilled the law of prophets, shed my blood of righteousness, arose from the grave, ascended into heaven, where I now sit at the right hand of God the Father, where I intercede on behalf of the saints, and through faith am gathering unto myself my assembly of holy ones. They are gathered into me. They are my general assembly of the firstborn. I have birthed them by my spirit. I have filled them with my spirit. I lead them by my spirit. They are one in faith, hope, spirit, and love. They are everywhere and worship me in spirit and in truth. In obedience they serve me where they are, out of who they are, in me. And none of this has anything to do with that thing men call church. They are my body, my temple, my holy ones, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. They are above institutionalism, beyond doctrines, creeds, and rituals. They are not religious. They are sanctified. This is the good news, that Jesus Christ is Lord, and whosoever shall call upon his name shall be saved. Lord, I know of young pastors, spirit-filled, who love you and want to go on with you. What shall they do once they see these things? No man, having put his hands to the plow and looking back is fit for the heavens. Again, I plead with you, my Lord, speak plainly. And he said, he who sees these things and obeys my word will simply come out. He will leave home and family and friends and come out. It is a hard word. Who can hear? These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. Lord, what shall I do with this word? Shout it from the housetops. Proclaim it to the nations. What has been revealed to you in secret, proclaim it in the open. Be bold, be forthright, be strong. Speak it boldly. Shock the nations. Rattle their doors. Shake their foundations. If they cannot stand, they are not of me. If it can be shut down and closed up, it is not of me. If it can be tossed by the wind, it is not of me. If it produces anger and violence and malicious gossip and slandering and lies from those who hear it, they are not of me, for such things do not come out of me. Behold, I have laid my foundation. I have built my walls, and now I am dropping my plumb line. My word of truth goes forth. That which does not align with my word will be torn down and cast into the sea. I am sending my prophets again. They go out in the spirit of Elijah, preaching the kingdom of God and calling men everywhere to repent and be immersed into Jesus. They are my John the Baptists. they go forth to prepare the way of the Lord. Shall I turn to wed a harlot? Oh, how repulsive that is to me. Nor shall I take unto myself those who are joined to her. Search your hearts, my people. Babylon is in the heart. Come out of her, and she will come out of you. Zion likewise is in the heart. Come unto me, and I will become your only love. Arise, shine, come unto me. Lord, I prayed, forgive me for the fear and the intimidation I feel when I think about speaking these things out. You shall know the harlot by this as well, that she has such a powerful control over the hearts and minds of men that they are laden with fear to dare come out of her, let alone speak against her. She is the epitome of idolatry and full of idolatry, and all those joined to her are idolaters. Now you must realize, my son, that a thing is an idol when men have put their trust and love in it, and idolaters do not want their idols touched. It is a dangerous thing to touch another man's idol. As you speak these things, you will be pulling down strongholds and shattering idols, and you will be hated by many for my name's sake. Now the harlot, the mother of harlots, is the spirit of Satan himself. He has hidden behind her skirt and deceived the nations. He is last of all willing for her to be exposed. He is indeed the great dragon and will try to consume my bondservants, those I am sending forth in my name to proclaim the gospel of the kingdom and to expose the harlot and her counterfeits. A fierce war has begun in the heavenlies. All hell is loosed to destroy my bondservants if they could, but they cannot even so much as touch them because they are dead and hidden in me. This is why the fear is so compelling. It is real. Nevertheless, my bondservants will indeed follow me wherever I go at all costs to their own lives. Why is it so hard to leave Babylon? Why can't Christian people just walk away from it? The spirits of Babylon are numerous and very compelling. At the head of the system is the mother of harlots, Jezebel. She is disguised as the bride and thereby has deceived the best of hearts. Yet she is an enticing spirit. Her seductive ways appeal to the flesh of men and their desire for power, position, and riches. Working under her are all the Ahabs, the kings and rulers in the churches, spirits operating through prideful men. The Ahabs are the Nicolaitans, the conquerors of the people. They are the clergy system that elevates itself above the people. Working for them are such other demons as pride, haughtiness, control, position, authority, power, possessiveness, domination, ownership, and jealousy. These spirits rule the churches, the systems, and the people under them. They rule through spirits of fear and intimidation. Cooperating with these are spirits of tradition, dogmatism, sectarianism, doctrine, sentimentalism, denominationalism. The warring spirits are confusion, hatred, division, divisiveness, bitterness, and the like. These have holds on men and are strongholds in the minds of men. But at the root of them, all are the despicable spirits of religion. For men to come out, they must first understand these things. Then they must repent of them and come unto me with a pure heart. I will deliver them. I will separate them and cleanse their defiled hearts. I will dress them in readiness and prepare them for my banqueting table. I will feed them the good fodder of my word instead of the indigestible twigs of men's minds. Who can digest the human intellect? Who can swallow the lies and deceits? The answer is everyone, for man is stupid and devoid of knowledge. But he who has my spirit will hunger and thirst after me, and I will reveal my nature to him. He will come unto me, and I will sup with him, and he with me. He is the one who can come out of the harlot. He is the one who will come out of the harlot, for I shall lose not one whom the Father has given to me, none except the son of perdition. The harlot is everywhere. She is in the ministry, seeking to promote herself in power, position, and riches. She is in the ministers, the Ahabs, the Nicolaitans. She plays politics to promote herself. She lies, cheats, defrauds. She will do anything to get ahead. She is full of ambition and selfish desires. She is an abomination to me, the very opposite of my nature and of the nature of my bride. This, my son, is why I say a woman is to be quiet and gentle and submissive, for she bears the joy of the bride in her heart. She loves her lover. The harlot loves herself. The bride gives of herself. The harlot takes unto herself. The bride hides herself in a hiddenness. The harlot exposes herself even in her doorway. She advertises herself and entices men to come into her, be joined to her for the pleasures of the flesh. Self is flesh. Anything for self is flesh. This is why it is the abomination that makes desolate my holy place. My holy place is the spirit of man. When that spirit is defiled by the flesh, that is an abomination to me. The harlot is the flesh, the nature of man that has taken its rule in the churches, self-aggrandizement, men seeking to increase themselves in flocks. They count numbers and glory in them. They own their own sheep and call them mine. They lie, for they are not my sheep. They make disciples unto themselves, of themselves, and for themselves. They fleece their flocks for their own sordid gain. These are not my ministers. They are hirelings and Nicolaitans. The harlot is ugly and hides her ugliness in gaudy garments and decorates her face in lavishing colors. She hides behind these things. She is ashamed of her sin, yet she will not repent. She cannot repent. She is evil from within. What about the harlot, Lord? Who or what is the harlot spirit? How can we know when she is operating? The harlot spirit, my son, is anything for self. She is the abomination that makes desolate my holy place, my bride. My holy bride is robed in righteousness. She has eyes only for me. She is given wholly to me. She is pure and undefiled and seeks nothing for herself. She is a laid down life. She denies herself. She denies herself of self, takes up her cross, and follows me daily. My bride is beautiful and shines in the innocence of her holiness. She is separated unto me. She is joined to me. I am her husband, and she is my only true love. I have birthed her. I have given her suck. I have adorned her in righteousness, beauty, and holiness. My bride is hard to see in the world because she is quiet, unassuming, gentle, meek. She is hidden in me. But the harlot, she is loud and boisterous. She seeks herself. She wishes to expand her own bosom. She wishes to expand her own bosom with the wealth of the nation. She seeks self in everything, and everything she does is for self. She has painted her face with all manner of atrocities. She has painted her face with all manner of atrocities. She loathes the bride, for she has no husband. She is a harlot. She takes anyone or anything into her bosom if it brings about an increase to her. She is an abomination to me because she is full of boasting. She is deceitful. She is carnal. She is a harlot. A harlot is untrue. She is the counterfeit. Men come to her seeking self, self-aggrandizement, self-reliance, self-pity, self-strength, self-anything, self, self, self. This, my son, is how you can know if the harlot is at work. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to do, or is what I am discerning, have to do with self? Am I seeking self, or am I seeking the good of others? If it is self, it is the harlot every time. If it is for me, says the Lord, it will be for others. It will be the laid down life of agape. She is a deceiver. She holds out all sorts of promises. She promises life and joy and prosperity and peace. And in return, she charges a price. She cannot offer these things, for, in fact, those who go into her go down into hell. They go down into death, into poverty, into despair, into bondage and anguish. Ah, she cannot offer these things. Only I can offer life and joy and peace and blessing and happiness. These are found in me. She says, take unto yourself what is yours. I say, lay it down. She says, to live, drink, and be merry. I say, weep and mourn. She says, I will give you pleasure and great delight. But I say, I will give you life everlasting. Ah, she cannot offer you peace. She cannot offer you these things. They are not hers. She entices her lovers into thinking she holds these things, but she does not. The harlot is self, anything for self. You play the harlot when your heart goes after any substitute for Jesus. Remember this, my son, and guard your heart. Empty yourself of self. Stay humble, broken, empty before me. I will fill you up. I will be your joy, your satisfaction, your everything. Beware of the harlot. She is everywhere, in every window, every door, every street corner. She is in the voice of everyone who speaks. She is boasting, bragging, enticing, flattering, and seductive. Beware! Beware! The harlot is in the bosom of every man. She rises up and says, I want this or that. I want to do this or that. Or I want to be this or that. At all times and in every way, she seeks herself. Can you see her in the church? Can you see her in the ministry? Can you see her on the boards and committees in places of high leadership? Can you see her in the pew? Can you see her in the choir? Everywhere she lifts her skirt to dance. She lifts her skirt to dance her own dance to the tune she has written in her own invention. And when she has finished, she takes her bows and receives her accolades, her applauses, her plaques and trophies. She decks her walls with them. She is the harlot of the counterfeit. She is the harlot, the counterfeit to me, to my bride, who is simply hidden in me. She decks her walls with them. She is the harlot, the counterfeit to my bride, who is simply hidden in me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. The trumpet's call is sounding. Come out of her, my people. Let us go out to him outside the camp, bearing his reproach. Dare we face our idols, cleanse the temple, and return to the God of our salvation. Praise be to the living God. I have come to the end, praise the Lord, of this book, The Harlot Church System, by Charles Newbold Jr. You can get this book for free at his website. I believe it's The Harlot Church System. com. Praise the Lord. Or you can search it out for yourself. But get the book. Study the book. Read and study the book. It is an important writing. And that's why I took the time to read it and to teach it and to preach it on Blog Talk Radio. May the Lord bless you and keep you is my perpetual prayer for you. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.